Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made by and for international students in Germany. Listen for inspirations from personal stories of our multinational student community, but also for advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. I have to say, at first, my idea for this podcast is only to invite alumni and alumnas, not current students. However, I reconsidered it thanks to a feedback saying that it may also be interesting to see from the perspective of ongoing students. But sitting here with us today is someone who fits into both groups. So let us welcome Toby Siu, who's not only a student in the Master's Management and Data Science at Leuphana University of Lüneburg, but also a double degree holder and Bachelor of New Media at City University in Hong Kong and Digital Media at Leuphana.
Hello.
Hi, Toby. Happy to have you here with us. I hope you're ready.
Yes.
Because now comes the quick fire round. Give us 5 words about yourself, adjectives, verbs, or nouns.
Well, I would say fast, efficient, lazy, procrastinate, and then humorous.
Great. That's a great ending word. Okay. So the short introduction just now already revealed a bit about your background. Nevertheless, can you tell us a bit about what have you been up to these days?
Well, currently, I've been doing my master's in management data science. And to be honest, this is quite different from what I studied in my bachelor, the digital media, which is a Bachelor of Arts. Now it's like a Master of Science, which contains lots of mathematics and some management elements, which is quite new for me. That's why it takes me more time to prepare for each lecture. So these days I've been just, you know, looking at some online videos about like the bachelor level of the science portion of my current study. And I'm also doing my part-time job in Hamburg. So this is what I've been up to these days. And it's, yeah, quite busy, I would say. But then it's good to share my experience. Yeah. And then to talk about how it is to, you know, get through all those difficulties to finding a job and then to apply for a master's again.
Okay, Toby in a nutshell. But yeah, back to your word of applying for a master's again. So tell us a bit, like walk us through how you end up here at the Leuphana for your management and data science master's. Like what did you do before that?
Well, it's kind of like a long story. Maybe I should start with why I chose Leuphana. I didn't choose it. So the thing starts with my during my bachelor studies in Hong Kong at the City University of Hong Kong. I didn't know this double degree exists, and I thought that was a really a good opportunity to go to another country, so I could finally get out of Hong Kong, you know, far away from my home. It's not like I don't like my family, but like the living environment is not really ideal in Hong Kong. It's kind of too crowded. And then after finishing my bachelor degree, it's kind of a long story of how I, you know, deviate from the artistic side. So during my bachelor's degree, I'm kind of doing like an arts and science degree. Like it's called New Media. So it contains a portion of programming and some portion of basic maths, I would say. And then, but somehow, you know, my brother told me like, okay, if you want to find a job abroad, then you should do something more, you know, computer science and or more mathematical. Then I first started with like a data related internship, I would say. And then I started learning some Python programming and some statistics during my internship. and one of the funny reasons of why they hired me as an intern, so it's like a government internship. So I remember there's a written test and I kind of just failed it, I believe. Because okay. I had no idea what I was writing. But then the hiring manager, which is later my colleague, told me that they chose me because I went to Germany. Because they thought, yeah, it must be interesting to, you know, choose someone that went to Germany. Mm-hmm. And because they think it's quite special. And that's why they chose me. Somehow I found an internship from a German company in Hong Kong. So it's called a BASF. So they are like a chemical big company. When I was applying for that internship, I had like few other choices. Like they are better paid, but then I think, it must lead to somewhere, right? If I go to like a big company, especially a German company. I stayed in Germany from 2017 to 2019. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been a while since I hear some German. And yeah, so I started working there. It's like a whole year that I worked in that German company in Hong Kong. So during that I was still doing my it's the final year of my bachelor. I'm doing my final project. After finishing my study and my internship, I already think that I should continue doing that. And the reason why I chose Leuphana again is because they offer this data science program that requires no mathematical bachelor. Like other university usually they requires like you have maybe half of your courses are from mathematics and statistics and stuff. But yeah, the Leuphana one is more general and more business oriented. But I must say now it's definitely not easy. Like the differences between the first semester and second semester is quite huge. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So because the first semester they taught they kind of like a revision of the mathematics, but the second semester already assume that you know everything, and they goes deeper into the mathematical formula. Mm-hmm. They just don't explain you anymore. Mm-hmm. They just kind of assume you know it. Yeah, it just pops up some formula, equation.
Yeah.
Then they assume that you should be able to read that, you know?
Yeah.
But the first year, like the first attempt, I didn't get it. Instead, I got into a master's in Bremen. So it's called digital media as well, but it's like a focus in media informatics. So during this master, I learned, you know, some more like gaming programming, you know, some more programming side to the artistic world, but there's still some art elements, which I also found it to be quite enjoyable. Yeah, I'm still like a bit artistic person, I would say. Yeah. It never goes away. But then the first year I didn't get it. And also regarding the job, because I did quite well during my internship in Hong Kong, maybe because I didn't complain about the wage and I did quite a lot of work. So my boss, which was the vice president of the division, so she recommended me to the office, the branch here. Mm-hmm. So there's like a site near Bremen, which is in Münster. So mm-hmm. the BASF Coatings. So I was working there, and I didn't really, you know, thought about the wage and other stuff first, but I was quite startled when they tell me the wage, because it's way much higher than I expected. So I wouldn't say the exact amount, but then
it's better in Germany than in Hong Kong.
Yes, it's like, well, 4 to 5 times higher.
That's enough information for this podcast,
so I'd
say.
You can dig into that, maybe. Yeah, so that's the working student, the price. But I think it's still quite high in Germany for that standard. And then, so I worked there for 6 months. So it was like a project. Yeah, but then, and then I stopped. It's kind of like a personal reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's the personal reason is actually mostly just, you know, because I get the master in Neufasa, mm-hmm. I have to move.
Yeah.
Even though my German is still, you know, a bit
rusty.
Yeah. I would say that, yes.
Improvable.
I'm trying my hardest to learn.
Yeah. That's the most important. Yeah. That learning spirit, I think. Yeah. I think, like, actually, now during our conversations, I even think of other words that you could replace lazy as your self-description. Like adaptive, for example, when you first tell me, like, just
being
thrown into kind of cold water or like into a new environment, and you just kind of figure out how to cope with it or how to like make it work.
But I would say I really enjoy learning some new skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I kind of needed that. It's kind of like if I don't do that, then I might not be able to, you know, sustain my life in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's crucial, I think, for everyone. There's this famous like mindset theory of like people, some people have like static mindset, some people have growth mindset. And yeah, growth mindset is the way to go, especially when you're young. And or like, it's always like that, but like, especially when you're young, you know, you have to, or you want to like learn as much as possible in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah, just if you don't have any internship experience, just postpone your study, because you really needed that opportunity. Otherwise, if you have no job experience, then if you just go straight into interviews, they might not consider you.
Yeah. No, I think like also a lot of people, because like, for example, at Leuphana, we don't really have a semester where you have to go out and gather practical experience. A lot of people either plan it in to their study themselves, or they just like finish their bachelor and then spend the time after the bachelor to gather work experience, like internship, or also during your study. Also, a lot of friends of mine, or I myself, we're working part-time to also gather experience. I think that's crucial. Because like, no matter how practical or how hands-on a study program is, I don't think it's like enough. You still need to get out and kind of like do real stuff.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't say that if I didn't provide any opportunity. In fact, I got my first, like my very first job here in Leuphana, like which is for the student uni, ASTA. So I was their webmaster for a year. So it was really my first working experience, you know, receiving wage, even though it's not significant, but I would say it's quite good, you know, for a student, a bachelor student without experience. And I'm really glad that they provided me that opportunity, because that definitely helps. Yeah, so if you just see any job posting or offers, then just try.
Mm-hmm.
I would say just try it, you know, just try to interview and try to get it. Because if you have the first step, everything just, you know, comes next, you know, it's easier.
Yeah, it's all about taking the first step. And I think that's also a question that comes up a lot, like again and again. What about working part-time or like next to studying? And I'm always saying, yeah, it's possible. And also they ask like, where can we find jobs? And I was like, yeah, you already mentioned at university we have jobs. Like most universities have their own kind of like job portal thing, and or you already mentioned the importance of connections. It's always very handy to know people and to connect with people, and then opportunities would actually just come to you, honestly. But it's always interesting to ask, why Germany? I mean, you already mentioned one aspect, the wage and the living environment. Like, would you mind elaborate a bit on that? The living, like, condition, or like, what do you mean? Like,
I would say,
why would you prefer Germany? Or maybe what are the differences?
So, so in my first impression of Germany is actually they are very ordered.
Mm-hmm.
They are very, like, I don't know, very clean, I would say, structured,
mm-hmm.
and everything is in order, something, you know. It's partly true when I came here. I think the biggest thing that attracts me is I think the people here are actually more open than you think. They wouldn't be like, because you're Asian, then you are deprived of some opportunities. And this is what my experience are. Even though, of course, there's some people who will you know, against you for your race, something. Mm-hmm. But this is like the really small case. But I think the people here are very friendly. So, and I really like the culture, it's more accessible. Apart from the tuition fee, is that the language is somewhat similar to English, to French and other places. I think that's pretty much it. Actually, I think that the tuition fee is actually like the biggest factor.
It is a very fair point, like accessible education or like higher education, which is not a thing to take for granted because we see in the UK, we see in the US, and we see also in Hong Kong or all other places.
Yes, indeed.
So that's definitely something that Germany does quite correctly, I'd say. And I already mentioned it, I think, in another episode, or I don't know if it's actually also an English saying, but definitely there's a German saying like hard shell but soft core. And I think that applies very well to the Germans, especially I think like in the north, they tend to appear a bit colder, but like if you get to know them, or generally they might be a bit distant in the beginning, but like fundamentally they are open, and then you get to know them and they're nice people. Yeah, I think it's always like crucial to learn the native language of the country you're living in, because otherwise, I mean, not only career-wise, but also like socially, you're missing out on the opportunities and you kind of connect and live in a different situation than if you were to speak the language.
But I would say the things I hate the most is anything related to the government, which specifically is the bureaucracy of applying visas, application documents, opening accounts, you know, all those things that requires steps. Because it takes a very long time, and there's no point in asking for an update because they would tell you the same thing. And sometimes they are very stubborn, you know, in regards to the certain rules or restrictions.
Yeah.
So you just have to wait. You need to have patience in Germany, I would say. Yeah. We are very fast-paced society. Yeah. Mm. Like, that's why I'm kind of saying that I'm efficient, because I'm kind of influenced by Hong Kong. Like, we walk fast, we eat fast, we do everything fast.
Yeah.
You may have to do it fast. Otherwise, I don't know what's that for, but we have to do everything so very fast. Fast culture.
No, but I think it's the same thing in Vietnam. Actually, that kind of reminded me of my yoga teacher, who always teaches us to take your time, slow down, eat with intention. Because like that yoga session where my teacher kind of told us about like intentional living, that's where I realized what a different person I've become from like this fast person of like, she was giving an example of like, it's unbelievable how people are these days, that they always try to multitask, you know, of like walking with a coffee in one hand and the bread in the other, and just like telephoning also with the AirPods and all that stuff. And she was just like, do one thing at a time, but be really intentional about it. And I was like, yeah, I want to get back or like reconnect with that part of me. But it's kind of rough when you want to be productive, you want to be efficient.
Well, you have quite a lot of challenges. There are just definitely choices that you could have made better. But then it's actually fine. Turns out just fine for you. But then just keep on looking for opportunities because you never know until you try. And I don't know where it's coming from, but then I think just one day I just have this feeling that I have to try everything, you know, in a new country, then just try, you know. Then yeah, it gets me here today. I wouldn't say it's completely ideal right now. It's actually quite good, but then it's worth it, I would say. Yeah, just
be open.
Just be open. Don't force yourself into, you know, just don't try too hard, I guess. Yeah, do things in a manner that is, you know, comfortable for you. Yeah, then you should just get there, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. That's, I think, a very good and comforting advice. The younger Tobi would have appreciated, or also the audience listening to this podcast. You did mention like there are decisions and also chances and opportunities. You already mentioned a couple, like for example, the work at the student body.
Yeah.
It's also, how did you actually get that job? Like,
So that was my very first job interview, actually. So I didn't know how it should be. But then I actually prepared quite a lot because I actually tried to create some materials for their website. So they are work looking for a webmaster. So I was trying to create some work. So maybe that kind of makes me stand out because I kind of prepared something and the rest didn't. So I spent like maybe a few hours, it's just actually a few hours, you know, creating those materials that I could present during the interview. Yeah, but that may be like a very important factor why they chose me, even though I don't know today yet. Like, I think before that interview, I had tried to find other jobs, you know, but then it didn't work because I didn't have any experience and my German is not working proficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just enough. So I sent lots of CVs. I guess that's same with everyone. Mm. Who's looking for a job.
Spread it everywhere.
Yeah. Like even with my experience, like in the student union, it wasn't quite enough, you know?
Mm.
So I was still quite struggling. Maybe if you send like 20, maybe you get one reply to say you are not chosen.
Yeah.
But then you just have to keep trying and looking for a job is like a full-time, you know, things actually. Mm. You can't be like, I'm just waiting for an opportunity. No, you have to like actively search for it. But you just have to keep trying. Maybe sometimes it just works for you. Yeah, just don't give up. Just try. And yeah, you will have it.
Yeah, no, I think it's touched to another topic of like, or we come back to then how important it is to have internships or to have work experience.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And like learning by doing.
Yeah, I'm really glad I took an extra year just to do the internship. Like that definitely helps. But then I didn't do my internship in Germany. Mm-hmm. I did it in Hong Kong. So that might not count. But I would say try your best to look for an internship because even my friends, she was also like my digital media classmate, and she's also from Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. She managed to find an internship in Hamburg. So yeah, even though it was unpaid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then the opportunity was there. You could just try. And then, I mean, internship or the very beginning, you get paid less. That's kind of certain.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe you'll be amazed at some point, like my transition to Germany as a working student, and it would just jump like four or five times higher. Something like that. You know?
That's a great advice.
Yes.
Think big, start small.
Just think big. But then you don't want to, you know, keep working low paid jobs for 5 years. That's not very ideal. So you need, it's also like a common thing in Hong Kong, like people work for a year or two, then they switch. Usually there's like a 30-40% raise.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually it goes like this.
especially if you do anything with media or technology, like yes. you need an online presence. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's indeed. Not even just, yeah, I mean, okay, LinkedIn and like Facebook, Instagram, whatever, but like a website is so important. Like, and it's like,
indeed.
I think it's yeah. something that kind of is overestimated in terms of complexity, but underestimated mm. in terms of importance.
Yeah, that's very true. yeah. So it just maybe took like maybe less than a week to finish that.
Exactly.
But then it's very important because I show it every single time I went to an interview. You know, mm. they could see what you worked on and they could see that you could do other things as well. Yeah, that might be part of the consideration. yeah. So even my job now, that doesn't require intensive programming. But mm-hmm. because of that, mm-hmm. that I still had to do some programming actually mm-hmm. in building dashboard that, mm-hmm. that actually helps. And my manager, they quite appreciate that.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I would say just try to build a website and just see where it goes. Because in the process of doing that, I also learned quite a lot of stuff. Because the best thing to practice your skills is by doing a project.
Like yeah.
doing your own project, like a really... your own projects
mm.
from like research and other, like you search for solutions on how to improve mm. that, whether it's programming or web, I don't know. But then you know where to solve the problem. You mm. have the problem solving mm-hmm. skills.
Mm.
Yeah. Then you could show that during your interview because mm. that's what they would ask certainly. Like, what is the biggest challenge? Then when doing a project or doing an internship or something, then you must be able to talk about that.
Yeah.
And even though you don't have that, you might be able to fabricate that from your project experience.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be at least convincing.
Yeah. I think we're back at self-learning and kind of like online and digital yes, learning yes. again, which is, I mean, it's
yeah,
common
closely
sense.
Closely tied together, I would say, like,
yeah,
you just won't have the projects out of the blue. Maybe you could have think mm-hmm. of something from your course, but then usually it's from like a self-learning online mm-hmm. course.
Yeah, and I think it's also good that you touch on it because like personal projects are different, like inherently different from university projects because there you have the intrinsic motivation, right? Like you're doing it for yourself.
Because I know myself that I don't have that enough data science or mathematical skills.
Mm.
If I want to go through that direction, then I need to do more. So that's why I started self-learning. Like now there are quite a lot of websites like mm-hmm. Coursera or EDX, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That offers wonderful courses. Yeah, that you. That is very valuable and they also give you a certificate.
Mm.
Yeah, like, yeah, maybe that helps. You have something to write in your CV. Yeah, it won't be completely blank.
Yeah.
So it's quite important to do those. And that's what motivates me because I wanted to advance in terms of my career. Yeah, so in 5 years, if everything goes well, I finish my master's thesis in the company I might work. I might return to that company and maybe after a year or two and I switch to another company for a higher pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have to switch. I don't know if it's the same here, but in Hong Kong, it seems pretty usual that you just switch to other company after like 3 or 4 years or two.
I've also heard something similar actually from a friend of mine who studies robotics. So yeah, it seems to be like a whole tech industry kind of way to go. So, thank you so much for your time. And,
yeah, I'm glad to share my story today. Hope it helps somebody who is listening to this.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your stories, touching on many topics. And I'd say good luck with your 5-year plan.
Thank you.
Your aspirations. And just enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah. Everyone, you too. Thank you. You too.
And that's it from us today on How to Study in Germany. More episodes are available on our website, podcast.leufana.de, and every popular podcast platform. Thanks for tuning in, and till next time!